Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, and we heard the duetto performed by pianist Julius Drake and his album of the same name. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Here on a Thursday afternoon, it's Mark Wigmore, and once again, we immerse ourselves in the arts. Well, the producers who brought us Immersive Van Gogh last year, which is still running, by the way, they've come up with a new experience that has just opened its doors. Lighthouse Immersive presents Immersive Klimt. Revolution, your chance to enter the glittering golden age of turn-of-the-century Vienna. This is being called a departure from the post-impressionism softness of Immersive Van Gogh. Instead, you will be ushered into the heart of an artistic revolution in Vienna that preceded the fall of an empire. This is a higher energy affair, mixing Byzantine mosaic with the sensuality of Art Nouveau. You will see Gustav Klimt's evolution during the experience, including his sketches, his golden phase, the Tree of Life, and the beloved, of course, the Kiss. The exhibit features his contemporaries as well. Once again, this event will be held at 1 Yonge Street, the massive space that used to house the Toronto Star printing presses. It is currently home to 3 exhibits, including Immersive Van Gogh and Illusionarium. Tickets at immersiveklimt.com. Joining us here on The Oasis, famed director, theater critic, and broadcaster Richard Azunian. Richard just finished directing the Royal Conservatory presentation of Sondheim's Follies. He is a creative consultant with Lighthouse Immersive and the writer of both the Van Gogh and Klimt catalogs. Richard, welcome back to The Oasis.
Delighted to be here.
Gustav Klimt, a fascinating man, a fascinating time. He creates these iconic pieces at the turn of the century, late 1800s into the 1900s. What's happening at that moment that propels his artistic output and has us still talking about him today?
Well, it's truly amazing, I really feel, because the world was about to change and, in some people's minds, fall apart. We're only about a decade away from World War I, which changed the face of Europe and, to a lesser degree, the face of the entire world. And what happened was it was all kind of fermenting in Vienna. There were three worlds going on there. There was the old establishment world. You know, everybody said, oh, yes, this is where Beethoven died, and we love Beethoven. And then there was the nouveau riche, scandalous, everybody dressed in gold and going to parties world. They were all off to, it seemed, endless performances of Die Fledermaus, right? They all were Strauss junkies. But creeping up on that was a new world, a world of intellectuals, the world that Sigmund Freud would be a part of, the world that Arnold Schoenberg would be composing in. And Gustav Klimt was right in the middle of all of this. He started out as a typical young journeyman sketch artist and would copy classical mosaics and things because that's what everybody enjoyed at the time. But then he moved into becoming the society painter of choice. You know, if you wanted to have a beautiful portrait of your wife, you hired Gustav Klimt. And he did amazing, stunning ones, including things like the famous portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer, which we know more famously as The Woman in Gold. So he did all these things, but his life was changing and his life was fermenting and the artists around him were. And they finally started the Viennese Secession, which was a consortium of painters and sculptors and writers and designers who said, the old way is not enough, it is over. And they started to practice their art in new and different and exciting ways. And they flew into the face of the censors and started to turn the world upside down. So when Vienna wound up, for some people, crumbling, as it did over the course of World War I. Some people say Klimt and his fellows destroyed it. Others say no, it was just the wave of the future. It was a totally exciting time.
So sort of a Belle Epoque, just pre-First World War, and he's struggling with his commissions versus his art, and he's with this Group of Seven style collective of artists. And I know one thing that comes up all the time is how he portrayed women, and that certainly caught the imagination at the time, and we still wonder at those images today. There was really outrage all around him over that.
Right. Oh, I know. It's interesting. I mean, Klimt, in his personal life, it was not a secret. He had 14 illegitimate children.
Wow.
He never married. He had many, many, many mistresses. He lived a very free and open life. But what I discovered when I was working on the Klimt project, and I encourage anyone to do this, is all these portraits he paint of women. Yes, in some of them they are unclothed, in some of them they are being seductive, but the amazing thing is you walk away remembering their eyes.
Yeah.
They look at you. And Klimt captured what happened when the women looked at people, at the artist. So they are not, I think they escape being sex objects, objects of prurient interest. He goes right into the heart and soul of these women. Once you're aware of this, and once you start looking at them, you cannot stop looking at their faces, at their eyes. It's unbelievable.
If you're just joining us, director, broadcaster, theater critic, the man behind the catalogs of these immersive presentations, both Van Gogh and Klimt, Richard Zazunian is with us. Immersive Klimt is on now through November 28th at One Yonge Street. ImmersiveKlimt.com for tickets. We look at the golden phase where he actually used a lot of gold leaf, so famous, and I would have to imagine sort of perfect for what this show is as we're immersed in his works.
Well, it is true. You know, in fact, we had a debate within the organization, were we going to call it Immersive Klimt the Kiss, right? Because that's the painting everybody knows.
Sure.
Corey Ross, one of our producers, admitted that he had a print of it on his college dorm wall, you know, and
right.
I'm sure many, many people did.
Refrigerators and so on, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is stunning, but it is very much one sliver of his life. Massimiliano Sicardi, the man who created Immersive Van Gogh and created this, said, no, it must be called Immersive Klimt Revolution, because ultimately it is about the cultural revolution. It's not about any one style of painting. The golden period of Klimt at its peak ran for maybe 4 or 5 years. And it's what a lot of people remember because it's the most famous. And some people coming to this exhibit say, I can't believe Klimt did that painting or
right.
that one
right.
or that one. They're
right.
so different. But he was a man who kept evolving his entire life. I loved Immersive Van Gogh. I found it touching and rewarding, and it hit all kinds of buttons in my heart. But this really shakes you up in a good way. You're going to want to go home and read about Vienna, find out more about the period, more about the music, the art, everything around it, and the history. You'll become aware that this was, that much abused phrase, this was a watershed in European history and European art. And Gustav Klimt was the man standing right in the eye of the hurricane.
A celebratory energy, certainly different than what we experienced with Immersive Van Gogh, which you can still go see. Maybe you want to go to both and make a date for that. But incredible imagery, a wonderful soundtrack, as Richard just pointed out. And Richard Zazunian, you've really painted a picture for us here this afternoon. Creative consultant, the author of the catalogs that we'll be able to enjoy should we go to this Lighthouse Immersive event. One of your many hats, I have to say. thank you for helping us understand this presentation.
I'm delighted to do it. I'm proud to be a part of the show.
Immersive Klimt is on now at One Yonge Street, downtown Toronto. You can purchase tickets at immersiveklimt.com, and it runs through November 28th. Here with The Oasis, that's our look at the arts.